Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Giovanni Cortolo is here. Giovanni is one of our good buddies, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on a 10-year anniversary of his membership in our Brain Trust. He is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be on your show, and thank you for all the great things you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Giovanni. It's good to have you back. Okay, Giovanni, we're kicking off the new year. You're up there with your finger on the pulse. As frightening as this might be, you're up there. You're a big guy. You're a tough guy. You got your finger on the pulse of the marketplace and government. You're sort of wedged in between the two, and it's a tough job. You probably don't get paid enough for that job either, Giovanni. But what are you guys seeing up there coming up for the rest of the year, for the new year? What are you seeing in terms of the relationship between small businesses and government policy?
Well, I tell you, small businesses have always been fighters, and this year is going to be one of the worst fights they're going to have, especially as the new rules for Obamacare descend upon the small mm-hmm. business community. It's a double punch in the sense that you have legislators talking about raising the minimum wage. You see other things occurring, and now understand we're going to have a legislative session that is not huge, in other words, as far as big issues go, but you're going to see a lot of regulatory issues descend upon small businesses because that's kind of where the action is, and that's where the current administration can kind of shape their vision of what they feel the economy and
well that's how this administration has decided to rule. They have not had for most of the President Obama's tenure, he has not had control of both houses, only 2 years, and he has chosen to use the regulatory approach to accomplish his goals rather than the legislative approach. And oftentimes, ridiculous things like declaring carbon dioxide a dangerous gas by government fiat without any kind of debate, no legislative process, just having the EPA declare carbon dioxide a dangerous gas.
Oh, absolutely. Under the Clean Air Act, and certainly it's regulated, it's been litigated, and there's lawsuits now pending in the Supreme Court on their authority to be able to regulate greenhouse gases,
right,
as well as other things such as sulfur, and we have a sulfur rule coming
right
into play. So there's a lot of issues out there, and a lot of them are going to have downstream impacts on small businesses. A lot of small businesses, they wake up every morning and they just want the trucks to start. They're not worried about a lot of things that are not immediate, especially the regulations that may impact them down the road, but they know what they pay for gas, they know what they pay for energy.
Right.
And these are the things that they get up one day and they scratch their head because the cost of gas and the cost of energy is through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Giovanni, some of the other things that you're tracking these days are not down the road stuff. They're immediate stuff, like some of the new taxes that we're going to be that we've got as of right now, including some of the new taxes that were part and parcel to Obamacare.
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, a lot of small businesses are going to get caught short on some of these taxes. Obamacare was a shift in income from they taxed a lot of passive income, a lot of income that hits small businesses directly in mm-hmm. order to subsidize lower income people to give right. them the subsidies for the health care.
But they're not taxing the rich to give to the poor. They're taxing the middle class to give to the poor. Because
absolutely.
Small business yeah, owners are as middle class as it gets, and this new tax on health care premiums, Giovanni, can you tell us about that?
Well, you have a health insurance tax that hits this year, and it's taxing health insurance, and your health insurance provider has to pay the tax. It's going to cost It's going to yield $8 billion in 2014, and your health insurance provider is going to have to pass that on mm-hmm. To you, and in the form of increased premiums.
Right.
That's going to hit small and mid-sized companies directly between the eye.
But isn't it interesting that there's a carve out for certain types of companies that tell them about the self-insured carve out. And the straw man, the canard that is for the unions.
Well, the unions have what they call multi-employer plans, and IRS regulations just published in November exclude any entity that is self-insured employer to the extent that self-employer self-insures its employees' health risks. And now, what that means in plain language is that four or five employers with more than 500 workers or the most union negotiated health plans are self-insured and they're spared from the tax.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically exempting government entities, exempting Medicare, but it's hitting Medicare Advantage, it's hitting the small business plans and mm-hmm. individuals,
but it's not hitting the unions, and it's a carve out for the unions, and see, this is what's driving me crazy about Obamacare. I mean, this thing is so blatantly politically developed that there's some of the provisions in this thing. How do you suspend any concept of shame, Giovanni, and allow some of these provisions to go through?
Well, it doesn't make sense because you're really having the burdens of this tax fall on the middle class and the small business, and you're having those with the most gold-plated public, private, and labor plans exempt from the tax burden.
Right, exactly. We're going to talk some more. Get Giovanni to give us some more reports on what's coming at us this year, folks. These are things I don't like talking about them, and I know you don't like hearing about it, but folks, we can't. I mean, they're here. We've got them to deal with, and you've got to dial them into your budget and to your plans for the year. And we're going to get Giovanni to report on this some more after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.